Rock'n Radio, your rock station.
Hey, this is Mike Trim from White Lion saying hello to all the rock fans listening to Rock'n Radio.
Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is me, Gino Alache from Rock'n Radio.
Yes, we're very excited to come there pretty soon. It's going to be very excited for White Lion to come to Peru.
Yeah, everybody is very excited here, man.
Hey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. You know, congratulations for all these years. We have been waiting White Lion since 1987 here in South America.
Wow. Yeah, I know. That's a pretty long time.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend to worry that year.
Well, you know, shit happened, so...
Your first time here in South America to play.
Yes, and you know what? I don't even have an answer for that because, I mean, sometimes when you look back and I've seen all the bands traveling to South America, in the days when White Lion was you know, big in United States like that, I mean, I never ever heard our management come to us and say, listen, you know, we should be going to South America and so on. So now this time when we're kind of like the second time around with White Lion, you know,
yes.
I'm making sure that we get to everywhere. And a lot of these connections have started by just fans writing me and me, like, putting me in contact with people and so on and so on, and that's just really the way everything works today.
We had an interview 4 years ago, and you told me, Mike, you came here to Brazil one time.
Yeah, I came to, I mean, that was in 1981, you know, it's like I just came there for vacation, you know.
A lot of years, yeah.
Now we come to rock.
Yeah, come to rock. Tell me, your new album, The Return of the Pride, was released this March 14th, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. The album has been released, yes.
Yes, the feedback are very good, man.
No, the feedback is very good, and I mean, you know, there's always people, you know, feeling different things, like, but for the White Lion fans are very happy with where the band stands and where the band now will continue from,
yes,
you know?
Yes, the thing
and that's all that counts. I mean, it was always important for me to make sure, and it's one of the reasons why I called the album Return of the Pride.
Uh-huh.
I wanted the fans to feel at home when they held this album in their hands. I didn't want to feel like it just was something new, but I wanted them to feel like I had been here before.
Yes. I listened to the samples in your website, and it keeps the energy of the 90s.
I think it's very important for White Lion and for myself as producing this album that I wanted to continue where White Lion finished,
mm-hmm.
and I also wanted to add those next 16 years of music evolution. I mean, it's just natural that you know, if White Lion had continued, we just would not have kept sounding the same thing on every album. We would have made a natural progression and a growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and with this album, that we have done this, and it's not necessarily like, it's not like I have tried to copy something or make something specific. It has just come natural. I mean, when I sat down with the guitar and wrote Sangre de Cristo, you know, it I didn't think about it. It just came natural. You know, it just came natural, and it felt to me as I started writing these songs that I had a lot of these songs inside me for a long, long time.
Okay.
And they were dying to get out. So, you know, here we are, you know, with all the stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know. And Mike, and I need to tell you, something that I feel very admiration of you is your energy. You never surrender. You always...
Well, I...
yeah, you always be on the line on fire.
I'm kind of like Rocky.
Yeah, like Rocky, yeah. Rocky 5.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is good, because, you know, here in Lima, you have a lot of fans. I swear.
We really appreciate that. I mean, you know, thanks to our friend Paolo, who's done a lot of job, work to try to get us there. I mean, you know, we have built a good connection that we can, we will be doing, having a relationship with Peru in the future and South America in general, and I'm very pleased about that because, you know, that's what it's all about. We have a lot of fans at different places, and you know, the
Yeah. So the Dixar Room, the Return of the Bride, the debut tour will be here in South America. That is great. It's an honor for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just excellent that, you know, we started with one show, and then before we knew it, now we have a chance to play, you know, Mexico, Chile, Peru, and Brazil, and hopefully next time we will be able to add Argentina and, you know, maybe Colombia and Venezuela or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you play in San Juan de Puerto Rico the last year.
Yes, yeah, you know. But you know, they consider that America.
Oh yeah. Well, this Latin America, not South America, but well, it's the same, you know.
I know.
Mike, a personal question. Here in South America, you know, we never had a chance to see the original lineup of Wild Lion. Is there any possibility to a reunion tour with Beto, Greg, and James?
Unfortunately not. I see, it's important for the fans to know that Mike Tramp has done a lot of work in trying to make these things happening. You know, James Lomenzo, who is my very good friend, is the bass player in Megadeth.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and I spoke to him not too long ago, and he wishes me best of luck, and he is very happy in Megadeth. The problem is that Vito Bratta, he has not done anything since the day White Lion broke up, and every time I try to talk to him, he's just not able to give anybody any answers for anything, and I mean, we're not 20 years old anymore. I mean, we want to do it now when we still have the energy and so on. So, you know? So it's just the way it is. And, you know, I've even written an open letter to Vito and says, listen, if you suddenly wake up one day and you just want to come play with us, just let us know what airport you arrive in. We will pick you up and you will come straight up on stage and just fucking play.
Yeah. Vito Bratta said in the Friday Night Rocks on Eddie Trunks, remember? Talking about a possibility of the reunion tour, and he
you know what, that's all he's ever said, and I talked to him 10 times after that and he still has not done anything.
Yeah, and he said I left a door open. I'm not saying it's not happening anymore. He did a threat of legal action against you, remember that, for the name of Wild
Lion? Yes, exactly, but that's the way it is. But all those things are over now. Mike Tramp is the owner of Wild Lion, and Mike Tramp is the one who will continue with Wild Lion.
And James
Lomenzo is not going to stop Megadeth because of White Lion. He's very happy there, and he's got a good business there and a good job. And it's not that important anymore. You know, it's really, you know. So we're not waiting. James is moving on. My Tramp is moving on, and you know, none of us really talks to the drummer Greg DeAngelo. But you know, Vito sooner or later has got to figure out if he wants to be in rock and roll or not. But you know, right now he's been away from almost 18 years. You know.
Yeah, I know. I think Vito. Has a different point of view.
Well, you know, it's really tough for me to talk about Vito in the way, because it's, you know, I can't really say that because I know a lot of other things, but you know, we all have family, we all have children, etc. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's not the only one that sits there with. Like I'm saying, you know, like that he's the only one with problems and stuff like that. I mean, we all have the same thing, you know.
Everybody has problems.
Well, I mean, we're human beings. Because we're rock and roll musicians doesn't mean that we don't have issues and things like that to work out, you know, in just our life and make our families fit in with our career, you know.
I hope someday Vito changes his way to think, and for the fans, well, for the South American fans, we never saw you, man, with the real
life. I know.
And when we love to see someday, and that's the...
I know.
I am the voice of everybody here.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Mike, tell me, what's your favorite album of White Lion? a question for the fans. This is a question.
It's the exact question for that. You know, I guess it's too early to say the new one, but I mean, the thing is, I really like our first album, Fight to Survive. It really has a lot of personality in it, because it was our first album, and it was, you know, a lot of different things. So, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, I agree. Mike, tell me, which will be your advice for a young musician?
Well, I think that you gotta make that decision that musician is not a job; it is a lifestyle.
Okay. Good point.
And you cannot put a time period on it. You know, it could take you 20 years or it could take you 1 year, but so you cannot at any time give up. Because you just have to believe in what you do, and anybody treating it as a business as, well, you know, I have to make this much money a year, will not succeed. I mean, I gave up my life for rock and roll, and I still do, and sometimes I take the food out of my baby's mouth and put it back into rock and roll. I mean, that's the dedication there, you know.
Yeah. And what would you say to your fans in South America that listen this interview in rock and radio?
Well, I mean, we have a very big muchas gracias for all the years of support. I mean, you know, even though we have never been there, the support coming from South America via our internet and MySpace and all stuff has been incredible. And you know, when you're down, you understand that there's people sitting in the other end of the world that loves your music, and that's the reason why you do it.
Muchas gracias.
De nada. Yo vivo en España para 3 años.
Ooh, really? 3 años?
Yeah, in a long time, muchos años atrás. 80, 82.
Mira que bien has aprendido.
Oh, yeah, I vivía in Madrid, España.
Hombre.
So, you know, I understand a lot of stuff. It's been a long, long time since, you know, I spoke street Spanish, but, you know, entiendo mucho. Habla poco.
Well, this is good, and it sounds like an advice too.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome, and we're really looking forward to Peru, not just to rock with the fans, but also to see your country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you.